Hey, it's the Rye Man coming to you with another Broncos Country Blitz. Obviously, the last time I was with you, it was right after we heard that Russell Wilson was officially being released by the Broncos. And I thought there'd be quite a few moves after that. And I waited a little bit. Obviously, the big one was Justin Simmons, but I felt there were going to be more. So I kind of waited for it to stockpile a little bit before coming back to you. Now, let's start on the Russell Wilson information. Obviously, the new league year has started, just started. Russell Wilson, released by the Broncos. Huge cap hit. We already talked about that. Signs a one-year deal with Pittsburgh. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I really kind of on the side now of everyone else when they say, you know, just feels fake. Just feels really processed and put together. That's how Russell Wilson's intro video when he signed with the Pittsburgh Steelers felt like. Like a guy that learned nothing from the last couple of years. A guy that basically was trying to get a new catchphrase in there. Here we go. Which also, Dak Prescott already uses that in Dallas. So, you know, come up with something a little more original. And really felt polished. And someone that hadn't learned anything. Felt like Russell Wilson hadn't learned a darn thing during the introductory video that he put out joining the Steelers. And really, Kenny Pickett, at the end of the day, I think the Steelers want him to win the starting job. So I thought it was a little disrespectful to put out that video considering Kenny Pickett's still there trying to win the starting job. So really didn't think it was great. It really kind of helped me see a little more why the Broncos didn't want him around. Like, wow. Here's someone that probably shouldn't be doing that, and here he is going back just acting like he did when he got to Denver, except the situation's completely different. And I'll tell you this, I don't think Russell Wilson's winning the starting job in Pittsburgh anyway. I think it's going to be Kenny Pickett. So, great, put out all the hype videos that you want there, Russ. And, you know, we'll see what happens, but I think Kenny Pickett's going to win that job. And if Kenny Pickett doesn't win that job, Russell Wilson's still the worst quarterback in that division. So, we'll see what happens, but those are my thoughts on Russell Wilson signing with the Steelers. I think I posted on a couple social media pages. Hey, Steelers fans, enjoy the Let's Ride of Russell Wilson. I put the old catchphrase that he came up with in there. So with that being said, let's move on. Obviously, after Russell Wilson, the news of the Broncos is going to officially release him. They released Justin Simmons. Fan favorite. Got to admit, when it happened, it was hard to take. It was kind of almost a punch in the gut, like, whoa, we are really going to break this thing down. Really felt like that after Justin Simmons was released. I'm like, here comes some more. Here comes some more. But the Broncos could have traded him. They didn't. They flat out released him so he can find his next home on his own. At the time I'm recording this podcast, he has not been signed by anybody yet. Now, the one thing the Broncos did, now, unfortunately, with Justin Simmons being a fan favorite, that's still going to sting. But re-signed P.J. Locke, that showed a ton of promise last year, and signed Brandon Jones for 3 years from Miami. And we locked P.J. Locke up for 2 years. And both of them, I believe we're paying both of them about an average of $7 million or less to start as our two starting safeties. So, at the same time, the issues with our salary cap really makes a good move, made a good sense move, I would say, in terms of the safety spot, because I think the combo of Brandon Jones and P.J. Locke is going to be pretty darn good, and it's going to cost the Broncos a lot less for the next couple of years. So, and we wish Justin Simmons the best. Always be a Bronco. Hope he finds somewhere to touch down and call his new home. Time will tell. I can't imagine he's going to go much longer without somebody signing him, but we'll see. Now, the other thing, too, the Broncos look like they're going to keep Courtland Sutton. Now, Courtland Sutton, I think they have to sit down with him or do something and say, hey, what's up with all the social media stuff? He's unfollowed the Broncos, I believe, a couple times, has made some questionable tweets. Now, really, I don't know how much people buy into the social media stuff. I kind of take it with a grain of salt always. But maybe he's upset about the Russ thing. Maybe he's upset about the reset button. But the Broncos have kind of held fast, other than PS2, to this point anyway, saying, no, we want Sutton to be part of the team. And I like that. Now, while he may not be an elite number one receiver, might be most people's number two receiver, I think he can do more with the right quarterback. obviously had some spectacular catches last year. So it's, with all the transition we're going to be going through and have gone through, it's good to see the Broncos look like they're committed to Sutton and Surtain long term. So those are two positive points with everything else going on. Now, some of the other stuff the Broncos have done, they restructured Tim Patrick. I like that. Tim Patrick, Cortland Sutton. We have a couple other bigger receivers on the roster. That's kind of what Sean Payton likes. So keeping Tim Patrick around, I like that. Restructured Mike McGlinchey, which, boy, I'm guessing they approached him, and that was kind of easy. Hey, you definitely didn't play up to the contract. And he went ahead and helped the Broncos out and restructured. So I give him credit for that. Also, our guard Ben Powers that had a questionable year, he also restructured. And then Zach Allen, who really was hit and miss at times last year, he restructured. All to create cap space so the Broncos could do some other things. So I give them kudos for that. Obviously, we know about Russ leaving, wouldn't adjust anything on his contract, and I think that was part of the reason he was eventually gone. And the Broncos, these four Broncos obviously restructured, which helped the team out greatly. Now, the other thing we did is we traded Jerry Jeudy away. I'm not going to miss him, going to be honest. He's a bust at the end of the day, total bust. You can say he had different quarterbacks, this and that. You know what? He was given every opportunity to be an elite number one, and he couldn't make it happen. Now, we probably traded him 1 year too late. That's probably true. We got a fifth and sixth rounder. If we would have traded him a year earlier, we probably would have gotten more like a third or fourth rounder for him. But we got a fifth and a sixth to trade him to Cleveland. I just say good riddance. I wish him the best in Cleveland, but I just feel there's maturity issues there. I think he's got a little more, got an ego, thinking he's a little better than he actually has produced on the field. And I say let Cleveland take him. If he turns around his career, great. But didn't really see it in Denver. I would say out of all the quarterbacks that he did play with, he probably had the most chemistry with Drew Locke, but never consistent enough, especially if you consider some of the receivers that were drafted around him. I don't know how you don't use the word bust at this point. I don't care what he does in Cleveland. He was a bust. So it's unfortunate, but sometimes you got to call it what it is. Now, we re-signed Will Lutz. Kind of interesting. He had agreed to a deal with Jacksonville and changed his mind. I wonder if it had to do with the loyalty to Sean Payton. Sean Payton taking the chance on him last year. And what's interesting is our old kicker, Brandon McManus, the Jags weren't interested in re-signing him. He just signed with the Commanders. And Will Lutz has re-signed with the Broncos. Leaves those Jaguars without a kicker all of a sudden. But glad Will Lutz is back. He really seemed to be a leader on the special teams unit. And I'm very glad that he's back. Very happy that he's back. And the other great thing is he's taking number 3. You think we want to erase who was wearing number 3 as fast as possible? Will Lutz will be wearing number 3 this next season. Now, some other people we re-sign. Adam Trautman, Sean Payton, basically fan of Sean Payton, loyal to Sean Payton. Maybe with a different quarterback, we'll get some more production there. Another one, Mike Burton, fullback, loyal to Sean Payton. Little Jordan Humphrey, loyal to Sean Payton, bringing him back. And you know what's interesting? I have a few people, Adam with Carmel Sports, that does this podcast with me, and a few other people really like Jordan Humphrey, little Jordan Humphrey. And I don't mind him either. I wonder if with another year in Denver, he might produce a little more. Obviously, he had that great game towards the end of the year against the Chargers to get the touchdown. So I like all the people that are loyal to Sean Payton that came back. We also got Malcolm Roach from New Orleans, who was coached under Sean Payton in New Orleans when he was still there. Great against the run. We need that. Brought him in. I believe it was on a 2-year deal. So very happy to see that. Now, some of the people that we've lost, we lost Josie Jewell. Went to Carolina on a 3-year deal. Josie Jewell is a fan favorite. I wasn't very warm on him when he started with the team. I gradually became a bigger fan of his. Was really good against the run, really never was great against the pass in terms of pass defending, staying along with tight ends and their routes. You know, he's a fan favorite. I'll miss having him around. I'm a little shocked. Now, I don't know what happened. I wonder if they approached him about a new deal with some possible team-friendly initiatives in there, and he just decided he was going to leave. I'm a little surprised he went to Carolina. I mean, even if Denver's kind of rebuilding from the ground up a little bit, Carolina's in disarray. To leave, to go to Carolina on a three-year deal, that really surprised me. The other one we lost, Lloyd Cushenberry. I think he was a little expected. Obviously, he had a great season last year, but it took him a long time to get to that. I'm guessing the Broncos, if they approached him, it was probably a team-friendly deal as well. He took the money and went to Tennessee. We wish him the best in Tennessee. I think we've got some depth there. We'll be okay at center. Would have been nice to keep him around, but you gotta make some tough choices once in a while, and I think the Broncos had already decided, hey, we're going to let Cush do what's best for him. And then the other one, not as big, but he did start 5 games for us, Jonathan Harris. Didn't choose to approach him about re-signing him, at least didn't see much about that, and he goes down to Miami. Now, the interesting thing, going down this list, Simmons gone, Jewel gone, Cushenberry gone. I mean, Jerry Jeudy gone. I bet you a lot of people aren't very happy with some of the people that are gone and going, man, we lost a lot of talent. But you know what? We haven't been having a lot of winning records at the end of the season lately. So you have to kind of look at it and go, you know what? We probably don't have the right pieces in place. We have to strip it down and rebuild it. And if some of these players were as good as we think they are, we probably would have different results at the end of the season. And we simply have not had those results. So after stomaching the season, thinking about it, pondering, doing the post-game podcast with Adam with Cromwell Sports, thought about it more, and I am fine with the teardown. I'm fine with anything Sean Payton wants to do. Let's rebuild this thing and do it right. It was probably long overdue. I think we kept trying to plug things in to keep us in terms of relevance in the division, in the AFC, and I think we just need to do this. I commend the Broncos for doing this. George Payton's taking a lot of heat. Sean Payton's taking a lot of heat. The new ownership, Penner Walton Group, really, they've made a lot of positive steps. They're doing a lot of positive things with the team. I think the Bronco fan base wants to see wins along with that. Some of the stuff we're doing this offseason is going to make it very questionable to go into next season in terms of how we're going to do. But I commend them for staying the course, bringing in Sean Payton, and having a plan. This tells me the Broncos have a plan. Sean Payton had a clear plan that he presented to the ownership group, to the other coaches, and I think it's great. I think it's absolutely great that what I feel anyways is that we have a clear plan. And we haven't had that for a while. Let's be honest. We haven't had it for a while. I will take a football team that has a clear plan or thinks they have a clear plan to get back to where we want to be. Now, obviously, we got to tackle the quarterback situation again. Right now, Jarrett Stenham is in line to be the starter. There were a few quality reporters for the NFL early on when the season ended, said Jarrett Stenham will be the Broncos starter in 2024, and they'll probably draft someone. It's really looking like that. And as I've thought about it more, Sean Payton has really liked Jarrett Stenham. Sean Payton has liked other quarterbacks along the way, and he's found ways to win with those quarterbacks. So I'm going to stay the course if it's Stenham and see how this goes. I mean, let's remember Teddy Bridgewater that came to Denver and, again, didn't have the greatest season with Teddy, the greatest couple of years. Sean Payton found a way to win 5 games in a row with that guy in New Orleans. Let's remember that. He won some important games with Jameis Winston. I mean, there have been showings by Sean Payton that if he likes a quarterback, he can find a way to mold the system to that quarterback as long as they're able to go through the progressions and make quick decisions. Taysom Hill was another one. Now, he didn't quite work out as a full-time quarterback, but man, is he a gadget guy that has done a lot for the Saints over the years and has helped them score in the red zone. So you can't say Sean Payton hit gold again on Taysom Hill, but he hit gold in terms of another playmaker that produces in the red zone. But the other reason I think Stenham might start and we're going to draft someone is let's go through this list real quick, okay? So let me just pull my list up here so I can see it here a little closer. Mason Rudolph went to Tennessee. Desmond Ridder, that was in Atlanta, went to Arizona. Sam Darnold, that was in San Francisco, went to Minnesota. Mac Jones, that was in New England, went to Jacksonville. Sam Howell, that was the starter for Washington, went to Seattle. Gardner Minshew, that was in Indianapolis, went to the Raiders. Joe Flacco, that was in Cleveland, went to the Colts. Drew Locke, went to the Giants. Kirk Cousins went to Atlanta. Mariota went to Washington. Jacoby Brissett went to New England. Baker Mayfield re-signed with Tampa. Now, other than those quarterbacks, Brett Rippon, that used to be in Denver, went to Chicago. Brandon Allen stayed in San Francisco. And not really strong candidates to come back to the Broncos anyways, and we wouldn't have had them as starters. I'm just pointing them out as a couple other mentions of quarterbacks that were either out there that signed elsewhere or have some ties to the Broncos. Now, there's two other quarterbacks that are available, Jimmy Garoppolo and Justin Fields, supposedly via trade right now. Garoppolo just got flat-out released by the Raiders. Neither one of those would probably fit the Broncos' needs, fit Sean Payton's needs, especially Justin Fields. Justin Fields plays off schedule like Russell Wilson does. Cannot see that working. I've had a couple people mention, yeah, I would love to see Justin Fields come in. Ain't going to happen when Sean Payton's the coach. But the reason I'm mentioning all these quarterbacks is all those quarterbacks, there are some on that list that could have come to Denver and worked wonderfully in Sean Payton's system, or at least worth the opportunity, and we did not pursue them. And I think the ones I'm going to mention probably off the top of my head that I would say fit the most, Mason Rudolph, who was in Pittsburgh, ended up going to Tennessee, like I mentioned. I think he would have been a good fit. He can throw across the middle. He can read the defense. He can make quick decisions. And it looked like he was starting to put things together in terms of what people thought he could do when he first came out of college. Mac Jones, now, I'm not the biggest Mac Jones fan just because of the attitude that he had there in New England. Now he goes to Jacksonville as a backup. Sean Payton had mentioned in the past that he liked him, didn't even approach the Mac Jones situation. And Sam Darnold, who was in San Fran, went to Minnesota. Now, I guess there was a consideration of the Broncos. The Broncos had talked to him, but he chose to go to Minnesota. Who knows if Minnesota just had a better opportunity. And the one that's not really serious, Drew Locke went to the Giants, apparently with a promise of getting to compete for the starting job. Don't think we would have brought Drew Locke back. I mean, he can make great throws over the middle. He doesn't really play that much off schedule. I think he could have been someone Sean Payton could have worked with, honestly. But obviously, we already had enough of a Drew Locke sampling in Denver. Don't think that was ever going to happen. I would have loved to have seen us somehow pursue Baker Mayfield, but the way it worked out for him in Tampa, you kind of knew he was going to stay there. So with all these quarterbacks that went elsewhere, it tells you it's probably Stenham starting for the Broncos and drafting a quarterback with maybe the opportunity for that rookie quarterback to compete for the starting job as well. And that's probably not the plan that most of Broncos country wants, but it's probably the plan we have in place. Sean Payton has a history of doing great things with quarterbacks, so maybe we should just have faith in his plan and see what happens. And I'm going to mention it again. Drew Brees was amazing in New Orleans. He was not amazing in San Diego. Chargers were in San Diego at the time he was there. He was not amazing there. He started getting better, got injured, came with Sean Payton in New Orleans, and obviously his game became elite for several years. But he was not elite before he got to New Orleans. And I think a lot of people forget that. So we will see what happens. But like I mentioned, all the moves made really took some time to think about it and realize, we got to shake it up. We got to rebuild it. Adding pieces every year and hoping it works to a winning record in the playoffs is not working. We had some successes this year. Few and far between, but we had successes. We finally beat the Chiefs at home. That was a milestone that we were trying to get over the hump. Last time we had beaten them, I believe it was 2015, the last time we had beaten the Chiefs. So, got over that milestone of finally beating the Chiefs during the regular season. And we had a much better divisional record this year as well than we had in the past few years. So there were some successes to take out of this season. We had some solid team games during the year. But overall, when you take some time to look back at it, it wasn't good enough. Obviously, changes needed to be made. You can put your freaking cap on Russell Wilson's 26 touchdowns and 8 picks. I set that as more of Sean Payton's system than Russell Wilson playing wonderfully. If you go back, and I think I've already mentioned this, if you go back and look at the tape, you look at some of the things he did, he missed several wide-open receivers. And I know they say a quarterback misses an open receiver on every play. It's the old cliche. But in Russell Wilson's case, pretty sure it was well above average in terms of how many people he missed when you went back and looked at it. And obviously his first year in Denver, he was missing people all over the place as well. So wasn't going to work. I commend Sean Payton for trying to give it a year to make it work. And also I commend the Broncos, obviously in salary cap hell, did a lot of restructuring. And all of a sudden we look all right for this upcoming season. And the following year is going to be less of a cap hit. And if we do the same thing and some restructuring, we're going to be all right and get out of this okay. So as hard as it is to go through this and kind of stripping it down and rebuilding it, let's keep this in mind. Some teams have turned things around pretty darn quickly when they do this. And I'm thinking of the Texans. Obviously, it takes the right quarterback, the Texans. The Bengals kind of did that, and then they got Joe Burrow. So there have been some teams out there that have done this and then got it turned around rather quickly. So I don't think the Broncos can't be hopeful about doing the same thing. I'll mention one more, the Rams. After they won the Super Bowl, not great on the salary cap, and they already got back to where they're a playoff team once again. And looking, the future's looking pretty bright. They had some great draft picks. You got to get lucky sometimes in the draft. That could have happened for them, getting another elite wide receiver. But either way, there's examples out there of teams stripping it down or going with the youth on the roster in the draft and getting things rebuilt pretty quickly where it's not several years down the road, because the NFL just doesn't work that way anymore. It's pretty fast. And I think the Broncos are trying to put themselves in that position. Let's hope that the Broncos do the right thing at quarterback and it clicks. And we get back to enjoying Broncos football a little more on a consistent basis. Obviously, that winning streak last year was great, but around that was pretty darn rough. Let's get back to where each week, win or loss, it's enjoyable, and we see production, and we see a system and an organizational structure that has things moving in the right directions for the Broncos. And see what Sean Payton does. Sean Payton has a great resume, has a Super Bowl victory. I know some people go, well, it's only one. Anyone that paid attention to the New Orleans Saints, I have never seen a team get snake bitten in back-to-back-to-back years the way the Saints were in the NFC playoffs when Sean Payton was still there. So if a few of those things didn't happen, the Saints might have two or three Super Bowls under Sean Payton. And let's see what happens here as we move forward with the Broncos. But I got confidence, especially after some of these moves. He's got a clear vision. I think he's already talked to Greg Penner about it. I think he's on board with George Payton. And let's practice some more patience, even though it's tough. And let's see them strip this down, build it back up, and get it moving in the right direction. Until next time, this is the Rye Man with the Broncos Country Blitz. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/groups/Broncos Country. And on Twitter, or as they like to call it now, X, at DDCR_BCB. Or on TikTok at DDCR_BCB.